One of the classic comedy routines occurs in Monty Python and the Holy Grail, when the keeper of the Bridge of Death asks each traveler some questions. Who would cross the Bridge of Death must answer me these questions three, ere the other side he see. If they miss the question, they are cast into the gorge of eternal peril. So Sir Lancelot comes up first. He's asked his name, quest, and favorite color. Gets it right, crosses the bridge. Sir Robin is asked his name, quest, and then the capital of Assyria, which he doesn't know. Into the gorge. Sir Galahad is then asked his name, quest, and favorite color, but he stumbles with the color. He says, blue, no, yellow, and he ends up in the gorge. King Arthur beats the keeper, though. He answers his name and quest, but then the keeper asks, what's the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? Arthur responds, what do you mean, an African or European swallow? The keeper says, what? I don't know that. And he ends up plunging into the gorge. It's hilarious. A computer like IBM supercomputer Watson would have been able to access the correct answer for the swallow's speed, but it would not have been able to, yet at least, trick the questioner like a human, Arthur, could. The latest advances in artificial intelligence were on display as Watson beat the two human Jeopardy champs, but an error at the end proved that there is still a way to go. The category was U.S. cities, and the clue was, its largest airport was named for a World War II hero, its second largest for a World War II battle. Well, the two contestants both wrote down what is Chicago for O'Hare and Midway, but the supercomputers wrote down what is Toronto. Anyone knows Toronto is not a U.S. city, but because the category names on Jeopardy can be tricky, just going against a huge database will not always provide the answer to exactly fit the category. Scientists say that if what U.S. city was in the question, Watson would have given U.S. cities much more weight as a search for the answer. And the right answer, Chicago, turned out to be a very close second on Watson's list of possible answers. So this is just one of those situations that's easy for a sharp human, but tricky for a supercomputer or a bridge keeper. Be sure to visit our sponsor, Ohio.net, who's offering internet technology including business-grade bandwidth solutions and voice over IP and digital TDM emulation. See you next week.